The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back here, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. By the way, just for our files, it is the 12th day of September, 2016. People have asked me, you know, why do you feel it's so important to say the date? I go, well, if we ever get any federal charges, it makes it a lot easier to go out there and get the program and have a complete record. So, just in case anybody's ever wondering, that's why I do it. At any rate, Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Well, hello. I think there's a lot of us who have been kind of unhappy about the turn and changes in alternative right-wing media. And, you know, because I find a lot that sometimes the bullies have taken over.
Mm.
And there are finally some of the more quieter, reflective people are finally speaking up. I heard James Corbett this morning.
Good.
And he I could tell he was kind of feeling alone, and he was feeling better, you know, after we started to feel he was less alone. And then Chris Hinckley, I really like him, John. He's one of the brighter bulbs, okay? And he shared a video, but the audio part of, and now these are not people I normally, you know, like I'm not a huge David Icke fan because some of his stuff's just too out there for me. But
you mean the shape-shifting lizard people?
Yeah. But he and Luke Radowski sat down and had a conversation about this change in right-wing media. Like, it's a half-hour video. The second half is the woo-woo stuff. I'm not into, okay, this kind of new-agey stuff. But the first half is where he and Luke discuss how alternative right-wing media has changed. And they nail it. And Chris, you know, he also did this disclaimer thing about how he feels about David Icke. But Chris played large sections of it on his show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've been sending it around to people because I felt this was very, it felt good for me because for Chris to play it, I felt like it's important to him. And I know it's very validating to how I feel on how there has been a huge shift, and it's not for the positive. And the people that I've heard break this down the best right now is a YouTube video by Luke Radowski and David Icke called, if you want to go to YouTube, y'all might not like the title, but once you hear what they have to say, you'll understand. Well, it starts out, the title is Why Donald Trump is Not the Answer, Alternative Media, David Icke and We Are Changed, September, or whatever. But I tell you what, they really pulled together for me exactly what I have observed, and I know James Corbett expressed it, and I think we're not alone. There's a lot of other people that feel the same way we do.
Well,
Renee, there's bullying going on.
Yeah. Well, Renee, you know, you say the right wing media, and you know, again, that's the division of left and right, and that's
alternative right. You know, they're calling it alt right.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this: have we changed?
God, you know, there's so much diverse ideas on your network, you know. I'd say this, John, like, I'm just not on this Trump train.
Well, no, and you know, that's
and,
not...
And there's a lot of people on the network who are. And if you listen to what David Icke and them and Luke Radowski have to say, you'll understand it. The thing is... Because I don't want to even trying to explain it, like I say, because they really pulled it together well. I don't think I could do as good a job. Like I say, Chris Hinckley's played it this morning, some clips from it, apparently because he thought it was important, and they express it better than I could start piecing it together right now on how we used to say the system, there's something wrong with the system, and then all of a sudden Trump comes in and you're going, oh no, let's play the system now.
No,
you know?
Renee, stop. You're rolling here. Okay. You've heard what I've said about Donald Trump. He's going to be a hell of a lot better than Hillary Clinton. The reason why Trump got his popularity to begin with, it's he hit the major points that everybody was concerned about. The balkanization of this country, the illegals, the crime, the drugs, everything else. The school system. You know, one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, he said, look, this Department of Education has to be done away with, and the power of the state to run their own curriculum and put it back on a competing basis needs to be back in play. He talked about the bad trade deals, which have absolutely eviscerated this country's job potential. We don't have any jobs anymore. So his popularity came around by speaking the words that was on everybody's mind. He walked through 16 other competitors for the POTUS spot, and it's still my contention to this day that Donald Trump will be one hell of a lot better than some communist or socialist, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. And I'll stand by that. Is he going to be the answer for everything? Absolutely not. Is it going to do away with the 14th Amendment? Is it going to do away with the laws that they crafted out of the administrative proceedings of 1946? No. There's a lot that it won't touch, but also the president doesn't have any power to change in the first place. He might be able to make it go away, Ron, by executive order, but there is a limited, in a constitutional republic, there's a limitation to what the president can do. Hell, for that fact, Renee, there's a limitation of what the Congress should be able to do. They're not supposed to color outside the lines of the Constitution, but yet they have, and they've found some mighty creative ways to circumvent it. So is Donald Trump the absolute end-all be-all? You've heard me say it. It's going to slow the roll of these globalists down to the point that I hope people get the cue that the power lies within their state. We are a confederation of independent nations under the banner of their old red, white, and blue. When the red, white, and blue went way south of the border, it's time for us to take that back.
You know, one of the most important things or strategies that he has is to deregulate. That means he's going to increase competition in the United States.
Oh.
We haven't had competition since the National Industrial Recovery Act in 1933. It took it away from us.
Yeah. So, you know, Renee, I don't know what to say, but yeah, there are diverse opinions. I mean, James Kelso does the Trump phenomenon. Okay, he's all for Trump, and that's great. He maintains high numbers because people want to hear what's going on with Trump. But do I believe that he's going to be? He's not. He doesn't walk on water. You know, there are things that he's going to be able to do, and what I hope that he does. Remember the last depression we had, Renee? I know you weren't around then, but we used to have this guy that used to do fireside chats directly to the public. I think that can be reinstituted again to bypass this Congress and all their monkey shines and shenanigans to talk directly to the American people, to do direct input to them without the filter of the damn controlled media, which you know he hates. So, I don't know.
Well, like I say, I certainly am not voting for Hillary either, but the thing is, I think some people are looking at Trump with rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
They're selecting out the stuff they like about him.
Yeah.
They omit the stuff that he's made some huge faux pas, okay? But it's like they don't, and it's not honest to not put all the information on the table and only just put out the good part, and that makes a person a propagandist. Okay, so the thing is,
that makes him a political supporter.
All the information
that makes him a political supporter.
Well, you know, I don't think that's right. If you know, if we're going to be truthful, you know, and you want to give people all the information to own to make their decisions. If not, you're giving them one side like that is manipulative. There's no other way to put it.
But he's moving forward as somewhat of a common man with biases, just like every common man has a bias. And he says things that I'm sure he regrets after the fact, but all of us do that.
But are there not double standards? Okay, I'm going to make a funny here, but it's going to be to make a point. Okay. You know, there's a lot of things that if somebody else had done what Trump had done, they would not be excusable. Like, okay, let's say if Dr. Carson, had 5 children with 3 baby mamas, do you think people would be supporting him? Especially if, let's say, okay, I mean, people would be all over him. Like, okay, like Trump's kids' names are like Barron, Ivanka, and Tiffany, admittedly, after the jewelry store. And if Ben Carson had named his kids Prince, Lakeisha, and Corvette after the car, would the same people who are supporting Trump support Ben Carson? Now, let's be honest about that. That would not be happening.
Renee, the reason, and I started to say, the reason why this country is so deeply divided is because you have a group of people that want their entitlements, that need the government, that have been dependent on the government, that absolutely are never Trumpers, and I get that. And then there's the Trump people will never cross the aisle to a Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton because he's standing for the last vestiges of something that means something to somebody in this country. It's not perfect. I am not perfect, you are not perfect, but I'll tell you what, I don't want anybody voting for me, and I don't want anybody voting for you, because you don't have the electoral votes, but you get what I'm saying.
You know, but honestly, do you really think, as poor as we are right now, I think that wall thing is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
I don't.
It would cost billions of dollars. All you have to do is make an example of some of the people who hire illegal people and make the employers quit hiring them. They'll start going back on their own.
Renee,
you don't need a wall.
Trump says Mexico will pay for it, and I'm pretty sure what he's going to do is start taxing the imports.
Bingo. He's got leverage here, Renee. Look, I don't want to turn this into a debate about Trump, because quite frankly, if you've listened to this program long enough, you understand that we understand how the government's supposed to be structured, who is supposed to have power, the things that it can do and the things they cannot do, okay? I'm not here for the democracy. I'm here for the constitutionally limited republic that we've gone so far afield from that it's mind-boggling. And that we have people that actually believe this country is now a democracy, that if 51% of the people say that it's going to be this way, well, by God, it's going to be that way. Look, you know, I don't want to get into this big debate with you.
Well,
but
I hadn't planned on talking about Trump either. It only came up because it's in this title.
All right.
I think what David Icke, the points they're making about the change in alternative media and the complete shift, they make
okay, Renee, this is going to be a rhetorical question to you that doesn't really require an answer, because quite frankly there isn't one. Why should I listen to a guy that believes in shape-shifting lizards?
Well, that was a rhetorical question that didn't require an answer,
Renee.
I don't agree with that part either, and I did not start out the conversation
but the first part is good,
then he starts getting into the other thing.
Right.
But you know, some people, even if they doesn't mean, because that, yeah, I'm not into that at all. I have to say the conversation between he and Luke Radowski.
All right. You've said that five times now. Renee,
good.
You've said it five times. I have not seen the video, so I can't even comment
on it. Okay?
All right. Fine.
Okay, fine.
All right. James Corbett's feeling alone. He always has a home here at Republic Broadcasting. Somebody tell him that. What's the time difference? We used to do him from Japan. I used to interview him from Japan. Well, give me the time difference. I'd be happy to give him his own show back. He used to have his own show on this network at one time. If he's feeling alone out there, I respect and I like James Corbett. I really do. I'd love to have him part of the RBN family again. You know, and Renee pointed out, we've got people on this network with diverse views. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
But see, what's so good is you don't censor anyone on your network, at least not to my knowledge.
Well, there are people that will test my patience with a poor old me, and we're never coming back. You want to piss me off to the point where I almost have a stroke? Yeah, try that tact. You know, what was I'll paraphrase Henry Ford. If you think you can't, you won't. Okay? Well, keep thinking that we won't. And we won't, at least in your worldview. Rob in 14 hours ahead is 9 in the morning there now. So, I wonder if he's still teaching. That was the thing that screwed it up before. At any rate, we'll have to find out. I'd love to have James Corbett back on this network. I really would. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Well, I appreciate Renee's exuberance. I know a lot of people, they're just scared of, you know, all these things that Trump was about. And it's like, look, you know what? Unfortunately, what we know about Trump from the past mostly came from the media, the mainstream media, which we know is controlled. So I tell people, stop listening, start to what they say, and listen to what he says. Spend time studying him like we have for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time studying about what this country's supposed to be. Spend time studying what happened on 9/11, the physics, the everything. And educate yourself. The one thing, yes, we want people to be re-educated, but in a good way. We want them to have their eyes open and don't trust anything. Trust what you find as the truth. You dig for the truth. And if by God is my witness, I can't sell. I ask people about what's going on in our country, and I just ask them the question. You have the government, you have the politicians, you have the news media covering up, hiding, denying that there's something wrong with this lady or that she's even done anything wrong with all her criminality. And you have another man screaming that, I just want to help you. I want to help your country get your country back to being great again. And I ask people, how do you possibly not see something dramatically wrong here?
They don't. Rob, they don't understand the system that has been. They don't understand the Matrix. I mean, what were there, 3 Matrix movies? And there are people out there that can almost read you back word for word the scripts of all three movies, but don't see
one of them.
That can't extrapolate out to the day's happenings. That this has
right.
been a constructed matrix they're living in, and they can't see that it is a construct. They cannot see at all because they're so involved in it. They're so dependent on it. They have been told that this is the way things are. This is the way they should be. Well, no, my God in heaven. You know, if how many times have we said this on this broadcast, Ron? That if we had an honest money, there is no way that you could run a country into debt to the tune of $150 trillion. You couldn't do it.
You know what, John? It's a watershed moment after Sunday, and I'm pointing people to the national debt clock to go look at the derivatives and go watch The Big Short.
Man, big
it's,
time.
It's waking them up, brother.
All right. So, hey, Rob, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right, take care, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Fred in Iowa, you will be up next after the break. And then I want to cover this one article with Ron.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Let me tell you how it will be.
You know, the question that I asked was, have I changed? Has this network changed? You know, have I sold out to the ego? Have I sold out?
Well, I don't think she was listening to that statement. Certainly, all you've done since I've known you is present the issues that are out there, fact for fact. I've not seen you do anything else.
Well, and I've not tried to capitalize or make myself a brand, you know, marketing myself, because, you know, the only thing I was the enabler, if you will. I was the guy that was able to build a platform to have other voices giving their point of view, giving their information. I mean, man.
And you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Well, and yes. So, you know. You know, I'm sure, and I'm going to be honest with people right now. You know who's got higher numbers on this network than I do? Michael Rivera. Do you know what happens when I come on after Michael? I'll lose 300-400 people. Now, I could sit there and say to myself, well, geez, you know, I'm the owner of the network, and I've got a show, and my numbers should be greater than Michael Rivera. Well, why don't I start changing the way I present information or the information that I present?
in order to capture those people that don't want to listen to this program. I would much rather dive off a high cliff than do something like that. Because I've got positions on stuff and other people see things differently. You know, I've got hosts on the network that, you know, quite frankly, you know, they fill a segment on this network and they have an audience and people want to hear them. And then they get really bent out of shape when they're no longer here. But
Well, you're not glitz and glamour, I'll tell you that.
I
mean, you present the raw truth, and often what do they say then? There's a statement about the truth is maybe not a palatable thing to consume, you know, because it's raw, it's truth.
Well, and I saw no other way of doing it. I didn't
spiff it up and tell little lies here and there.
Well, and you know, should I create a persona? Should I create an image that I want people to have? No, hell no. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
I haven't called in a month. I can give you the reason for it. But that would probably be a little offensive. But thank God that we have a Renee in North Carolina that has the gut, the courage, the integrity, and listen to this word, honesty, and the truth. And anyone that gets close to the truth is denigrated. Well, you love the lizard people. That's a way of denigrating somebody.
No, I didn't say she loved the lizard people. I simply said
And you know what you said.
Yeah, Fred, and I think you're reading it wrong. Listen to me. My example was, should I discount that everything that David Icke has said because he believes in shape-shifting lizards? I think that's a detriment to his message, but David Icke has been around the world, talked to a lot of people, informed a lot of people about a lot of different things. It was an example. In other words, is Donald Trump perfect? No, he's not. Am I perfect? No. Is Fred in Iowa perfect? No. We all have our foibles, and we all have our weaknesses.
And we all have our areas of expertise or knowledge, and yeah. I have mine.
Yeah.
And if you want a good variety show, get Don Campbell back and the Flat Earth. Now, that's entertaining, so we could have a hell of a nice variety show that appeals to the brains and the dumbasses and the followers and the stupid, you know, a nice variety show. Well, keep the cards and letters coming in. Well, anyhow, you know where I've been coming from for 2 years and 7 months. And Hinckley comes the closest, but he has to back off because people can only take too much. But when you have to fight the mass media, and then when alternative media, being the mass media, we got a problem. Have a good day, my friend. Thank you.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back. Bernard in Vancouver. Hello, Bernard. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good. Yes, I'm really enjoying your program and the network more all the time. Now, you mentioned Mike Rubio, and I've listened to more Mike Rubio than anybody in the last few months. I used to listen to Coast Radio when I just listened to radio because all the other people in the States seem to be a bunch of entertainers with right-wing kind of rhetoric. But anyway, as great as Mike has done on so many great issues, he's left some really big gaps. There's doors he's closed that offer other hosts a chance to talk about things that are vital. For example, by dismissing the idea of nukes or mini-nukes at the World Trade Center, he's actually shutting down the most vital and important discussion that's going on right now. Like Jim Metzer was just on...
you mean James? You mean James Fetzer?
Oh, sorry, James Fetzer. Yeah, right. Now, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. No, I said actually he had his hearings in Vancouver. They weren't held in Seattle because somebody threatened to firebomb the place, and it was near a school. I mean, freedom's a precious thing, but there were amazing speakers at that weekend, and it was to say that it was ignored by the mass media would be an understatement. But there were at least one of the presenters had information about specific scientific evidence that were proof that there had been some kind of nuclear explosion. But of course, a lot of people don't want to think about that. But Dr. Deagle said yesterday that he had information that the mini nukes that were used by Israel, which is really another attack on your country, like the Liberty, and then there's a few other examples too they've used to manipulate with their nuclear weapons, threatening to use them in Iraq, stuff like that. But anyway, the fact you can't talk about that would eliminate that. But now the book has come out about the mini nukes and role of Israel, and to me that's the most vital issue of the day. It's much more important than Hillary or anything else, you know. And that's just one issue. Then there's the chemtrail issue. I don't know where you stand on the Apollo thing, but I think when they got away with basically murdering Gus Grissom, and it turned out there were four people there, but at least two others. I mean, that's just murder. It's just a murder that people got away with. The attempted assassination on President Reagan, right? And the Israelis, they had a plot to assassinate George Herbert Walker Bush, and they got away with that, even though it was exposed. So there's really a lot of incredibly important issues that I think are historic and dramatic and whatever, you know. And so I think there's all kinds of stuff to discuss in Canada. You know, you talk about David Icke. David Icke is banned from Canada. The Jewish groups claim that the lizard thing is just a term to referring to Jews, that he's really talking about a Jewish conspiracy. You know.
Well, so. and I got to tell you, Bernard, I have seen at least six different scenarios that are tied to the Twin Towers in New York. And everybody's got their suppositions, and everybody's got their supporting evidence. And you know what? And that's fine. You know, we're not going to know until we start digging into the crypts of the National Security Agency and the CIA and everything else. Yeah. And I think people are going to be shocked of what we do find, if we can get this country back, that we have control over the information that's been garnered and the information that's been kept from the public.
Yeah. Well, somebody asked today, do you think they would actually somehow go to the extent of killing Hillary Clinton? Well, according to the lawyer that worked on the Martin Luther King case, and I heard a man speak in Vancouver that sat through every day of that civil trial, and he said it was completely blacked out by the media, except New York Times, they put in some kind of a distorted, twisted version of it. Mm-hmm. And that that lawyer was on Coast not too long ago. He said the plot against Martin Luther King was masterminded from the outset by Martin Luther King, and he didn't die until the head surgeon in the hospital finally put a pillow over his head or something, because he still was alive, and I guess the plan was underway to that extent that they had to finish it. So there's no limit, you know, to the evil or the plotting or something. You know, and that's just the way it is, I see. But my favorite thing about 9/11 is John Lear, who's got to be the most provocative guy out there. But if, look at his background, he's not exactly a lightweight. He said the money that was not used going to the moon on those six trips was used to build a whole circle of militarized satellites that were used on 9/11. Now, we got to remember there were seven buildings that were damaged or destroyed on 9/11. So just to talk about Building 7 is kind of a distraction, because how do you account for that? Judy Wood, if you look at the cover of her book, I give her credit for that one thing alone, that if you look at all that damage in that great circle, talking about planes and all that other, is it really comes fall short, I think, you know, of dealing with it. So I like the richness. Like in Canada, you can't talk about these things. Right. There's no forum. Speakers aren't allowed in the country. Books aren't allowed in the country. People are persecuted. By the way, and Paul Fromm, that's on one of your shows, he's maligned in Canada. His cardinal sin, he criticizes the immigration policy, and that got him fired from his, you know, job, even though it had nothing to do with what he was doing, you know. So,
well, and the way the way I read this one, Bernard, is simply that there are people that are terrified of people that will get information and start expanding and start thinking for themselves. They want everything locked down and controlled. Bernard, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, people. I'll tell you what, there are people that would want me to go toe-to-toe with other people that, you know, I have a different viewpoint.
and to start a catfight. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you got something that you wanted to say?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to apologize. I feel like I brought some wrath down on you.
How's that?
I don't get to listen to your show that often since you changed times, but I don't know. It seems like back to the old days, a friend in Iowa calling, and he said he hadn't called in a month, and I just think it's very strange that he called in, soon after I did. But, I brought up David Icke, and, I heard David Icke about a year or two, maybe even closer to 3 years before I woke up in 2006, late 2005, and I never bought into that. I found what he was saying very, very compelling. I'd be on the road in the middle of the night traveling, from one job to the next, and I would hear David Icke on in the middle of the night, driving down some lonely, dark highway, and I was like, wow, man, this is very compelling, interesting. And then he would, at the very end, he would start talking about the lizard people, the lizards, and I was like, oh, no. But, it is funny. I think the last caller, Bernard, mentioned it. I watched that video several times, like 10 years ago, where the ADL went after David Icke, saying, well, that's code. He's not talking about shape-shifting reptilians. He's talking about the Jews. But anyway, it's just funny. It's some things never change, John. Listening to a couple callers that called in after me, I just seem to be the worst at some people.
Well, I don't even know if that was directed towards you, Frank. I don't even know. I still, to this day, can't figure Fred out. I really can't.
Well, I think Fred took offense, thought that Renee was being attacked, and I think everyone that listens to her thinks she shoots from the hip, and she when she says an opinion, she gives an opinion.
Well, and everybody's entitled to that opinion, but I was not going after her. I was simply pointing out that, there are, and Bernard covered the subject as well, that people think there's some deficiencies in some people. There's double plus good, and then there's these glaring deficiencies.
I think it was focused on to Renee, though, and it really, I don't think anything was said about Renee that would make her feel uncomfortable or that.
Well, and I've always given her a platform, and I have disagreed in the past with what she has to say, but I've never blocked her from calling in, ever. So people have opinions based on what they understand and their perception of things, and that's fine. At least they have an opinion. At least they've got the guts to express an opinion where I think it's correct or not.
Well, personally, I've always, had to consider the possibility that David Icke is very compelling. I mean, that guy is a great communicator. He's obviously very intelligent. A lot of what he says, the whole Matrix thing, it makes a lot of sense. But I have to consider the possibility he's speaking in allegory to preserve his own life. You know what happens to people sometimes.
Well, and there are things sometimes that are talked about that I'm looking at our current situation, and I call it situational awareness. What is the biggest thing that is the greatest threat? And I have a tendency to stick around that and bring up the salient facts and the points to present to people on my contentions, my view, my opinion. Now, people, a lot of them agree with it. Some people have a few problems with some of the stuff that I say. And my only reason for pointing out Michael Rivera and losing those listeners is evidently they like Michael Rivera on his viewpoints on some things, and they've made up their mind about me on my viewpoints. And that's fine. Hell, if I had everybody on this network, Frank, that talked the same way and believed the same thing that I did, it'd be pretty damn boring, wouldn't it?
I've got cassette tapes, the old cassette tapes from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, from Alex Jones and Michael Rivera, their interviews. I mean, I used to listen to them. I used to study what Mike Rivera said. I don't listen to him that much now, but he has a following. People follow him wherever he goes, so yeah. he's got an established audience. So.
Yeah. All right, Frank, thanks for your call. All right. Nadia in California, thanks for holding, Nadia.
Hi, John. How are you? Hi, Ron. How are you?
Pretty
I just
good.
Wanted to say I really appreciate your lineup on your program, John.
I like all the different opinions. I appreciate them all. Don't agree with them all, but I do like to get other perspectives. And I think Ron was trying to think of an Oscar Wilde quote, which is, if you're going to tell people the truth, be sure to make them laugh, otherwise they will kill you.
Oh, I love Doc Oscar Wilde.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
Thanks Nadia.
Bye.
Yeah. I have some core issues, and I have not wavered from them. And I don't think that I have for a number of years in order to appeal to more people. I haven't watered anything down. I've spoken my mind and spoke it in my belief and my perception. And there are people that enjoy that. I've had so many people over the years telling me that you've woken me up out of a slumber. I had a guy that just yesterday down at this little Austin thing that he told me, he said, look, he said, I start listening to you, and he said, I got to tell you something. Everything that I had believed in and everything that I thought to be true and correct turned out to be total BS. And he said, I have you to thank for that. And at first, I didn't know if he was thanking me or he was condemning me for it. But it's life-changing when you start to get the other perspective, and it throws askew all of what you believed or you thought that you believed that was true and correct, and it turns out not to be. It's a transformation, and it's not easy. And a lot of people will go kicking and screaming along the path. They don't want to believe it, but they still listen. Then they start to check things out, and then they find out for themselves, wait a minute, something is really rotten in Denmark here. Well, yeah, and it has been for a long time. And I've covered those issues for 24, going on 25 years. You know, it is what it is. Now,
well, I think you're doing a hell of a job, personally. So,
well,
and I'm not saying that because I'm on your show every Monday. No, but that's why I'm on your show every Monday.
Well, you can't satisfy everybody all the time. Captain Penny on WEWS out of Cleveland, when I was a kid, Channel 5, used to do this afternoon, 12 noon show, and he'd dress up in his little railroad outfit. And he always used to close by saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time and all the people most of the time, but you can't fool Mom. And that always stuck with me, because I always thought that Mom had an eye in the back of her head and she could see everything that I was doing. Back to this article that you and I both read before the program, talking about the cover up here in the 15 years after 9/11 and what we've gotten, perpetual war and liberties lost. Clearly the attack was a false flag designed to cover an economic collapse, create crisis, and to drag America into war in the Middle East to satisfy the desires of the neocon cabal, as their project for a new American century called for, on behalf of their globalist and military industrial complex masters. And clearly it worked. We are 15 years into continuous war in Afghanistan, and America is waging a war on every country mentioned in the PNAC report, save Iran, much to the chagrin of the neocons, by the way, who also want war with Russia and China, if they can do it. America is currently dropping bombs on 7 countries, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, and has CIA assets, regular military and military contractors operating in likely several other countries we don't know about. It's heinous, indiscriminate in its targeting, and therefore blowing up wedding parties, hospitals filled with women and children, almost as readily as terror cells. Now, the policy has turned once stable and prosperous countries into war-racked, tribalist hellholes and a breeding ground for Islamic radicals. Which, by the way, Chris Bolin yesterday brought up a very interesting point. He says, have you ever noticed this caliphate, this ISIS or ISIL, give them a name. He said, do you ever wonder why they're always running around with masks on? He said, there's a very good reason for that. He said, 25% of these people are nothing but paid mercenaries from all over the world. And they're being paid, and paid well. Well, who's paying them? This isn't out of a love for their Islamic belief or a hate for America. It's for a damn paycheck. While America is supposedly at war with Islamic terrorists, the American government is also making war on the American people under the pretense of the war on terror. This strategy is an age-old Machiavellian system of building up external fear, in this case, the jihadists, the people that want to kill us, and using an emergency as an excuse for all kinds of domestic suppression. Those walking the halls of power want the world to be a concentration camp, and they have passed all manner of laws and issued decrees and edicts that have turned America into a national concentration camp with almost a rubber stamp by Congress, the Homeland Security Act, the USA Patriot Act, and effectively suspend habeas corpus with a repeated, renewed, indefinite detention of U.S. citizen provision through the National Defense Authorization Act. So, what we have to show for 15 years of war? Our currency. And with it, our morality is being destroyed. Paper money fiat, which is being created at a record pace to fund the wars and prop up the phony economic recovery, is directly the foundation of the Machiavellian mentality. Government printing press money distorts economic reality, dilutes morality, and is the true source of income inequality. Financial speculation rises with the increase in paper money, and the general work ethic deteriorates. The something-for-nothing mentality pervades society. Paper money promotes the quick buck syndrome, like the narcotics peddling and hookers on the streets. Hookers, by the way, incidentally, were widespread in the Weimar Republic in Germany in 1923. Why? Because the women had to sell their bodies for food for themselves and their families. In a paper money society, the social order visibly deteriorates. The morality of the stable gold standard gradually changes to the amorality of fiat. Few people see the cause and effect, and the politicians try to legislate human behavior. They always fail, as the system is overrun with jails and prisons. An unlimited supply of paper money buys sophisticated arms that create fear and propaganda to manipulate the people against their personal freedom and best interest. We got a boogeyman. Fiat paper money is a tyranny, or becomes tyranny. It guarantees criminal government. Paper money, personal freedom, and privacy are incompatible. Paper money centralizes power to the state and diminishes the individual. This is the first cause of all you see happening. All modern wars are paper money wars. Paper money pays the politicians their lavish lifestyles, and they keep their mouths shut about the fiat system. The Bill of Rights has been eviscerated, sacrificed on the altar of national security. And that is an absolute true statement, with little more than a whimper from the American people. We have entered a post-constitutional America. The Patriot Act so broadly expands the definition of terrorist activity that the First Amendment right of civil disobedience or even contrarian speech can get people labeled as terrorist. We just posted that video. Go take a look at it. Here's a guy that was speaking his mind, and they came and arrested him. Couldn't figure out what law he was breaking, but damn, it sounded scary. Government can now monitor and even infiltrate activities and organizations engaged in previously protected activities without even the suspicion of a crime. And government has cracked down on whistleblowers like never before. Exposing illegal government activity is now a crime, and the American people support it, with a majority calling for the arrest and the imprisonment and even the execution of people like Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning. Well, guy, it's now Chelsea Manning, but hey. This demonstrates the power of propaganda built around national security fear-mongering. We no longer have the right to not to be spied upon. Government and police agents can now monitor our activities day and night by conducting secret searches and wiretaps without even showing a probable cause. Our electronic communications are constantly monitored,
Our personal and medical records can be seized by law enforcement under the most specious of reasons, and people are forced to turn over those records. Records are forbidden from even telling you about it. The president now possesses legal authority to assassinate American citizens on a whim, a direct violation of the Fifth Amendment and due process. The white paper granting him that legal authority states that attacks will take place anywhere outside the United States, that an informed high-level official of the U.S. government may determine that the targeted American has been recently involved in activities posing a threat of a violent attack. Now, chillingly, the paper says no clear evidence that the person poses an imminent threat against the United States, its citizens, or interests is necessary to justify the targeted assassination. Did you hear what I just said? They don't even have to show a good reason. Nor does it define recent or activities. It cites congressional authorization that gave President George W. Bush the basis to respond to 9/11 attacks. You can be arrested and detained without formal charges and without the right to confront the witnesses or view the evidence being used against you. You can be prevented from traveling place to place on a no-fly. You can be on a no-fly for any reason or no reason at all and not even know that you're on the list or be told why you're on it. Statists are now trying to use the no-fly list to deny people the ability to legally buy and own a gun. And that's a direct violation of their Second Amendment and the rights of due process. Innocuous and perfectly legitimate activities like buying long-term storage food and survival items, attending a pro-Second Amendment rally, being a military veteran, attending a Ron Paul speech, wearing stained clothing, having an unusual smell, or carrying what's something that they deem a large amount of cash can get you searched, investigated, arrested, or placed on a list of potential terrorists. The freedom to travel without government harassment is gone. To board a plane, you're exposed to a long security lines. You're either forced to either endure what amounts to be a sexual assault by government agents and or submit to a bombardment of radiation waves and government scanners. TSA agents are setting checkpoints miles from the border and searching cars for no reason. Courts are granting police the authority to draw blood and take DNA samples from people against their will. Leos, legally entitled to a press, have been gathering surplus military weapons and rolling stock and make it part of their arsenal. The ranks of the Leos are largely populated by veterans of the Middle East wars who apparently have brought to us the us-versus-them mentality to the American policing, making Leos increasingly militarized and increasingly militant and violent toward American citizens. So 15 years of war has brought us no closer to peace and has cost us our freedoms. After all, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. That's what we should never forget. By the way, your choco rations have been increased to 7 grams. All right, Leon and CJ, I'm sorry, I need to get that article in there. Ron and I both read it, and we don't even have time now to comment on it. But Ron?
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, John.
All right. And thank you, folks, for being here. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And don't forget, we've still got debt we got to clear up to the network. Tell you what, let's play this like a political game. Cast your vote, only do it with that funny money. We can use the help. If you believe in us and what we do, please donate. And you can even call 800-691-7898, hit number 3, and talk to Mikey, make a donation today. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate, do it by PayPal. Please, for all of us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.